Crime Stoppers. 1-800-333-000.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
It's Crime Watch, Triple M.
Hey, time to find out what's happening on the other side of the border in New South Wales. From the New South Wales Highway Patrol, Sergeant Andy Bond. Very good morning to you, Bondy. How are you this morning?
Doing well, and yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate, and thank you for joining us here this morning. What can you tell us about the current fatalities over there in New South Wales? How's it looking this year so far?
Look, it's really sad to say we're five up than what we were last time, this time last year. Obviously, we finished off the year just about 40 different, which was good, but unfortunately this year we're starting to climb already, which is quite concerning.
Very concerning, so exercise a bit of caution on the roads, take it nice and slow. If you need to rest, make sure you pull over. Serious injuries, what can you tell us about some of the serious injuries for 2020?
Look, the reported injuries, that's basically people who actually reported to hospitals as a result of collisions. In 2019, they were just under 11,500. So I'm pleased to say for 2020, they actually rounded at about 9,900, just over. So that was a good to sort of see those reported injuries that were down.
All right, over the Christmas and New Year break, you had Operation Safe Arrival. How was that last year?
Look, again, it was a very effective operation. Even taking consideration because of all the COVID changes to the volumes of the traffic, there were only a couple of crashes that were, we can say they were nearly fatals, but thank goodness they weren't. And just more, I suppose, just concentrating just locally at the moment with Broken Hill. Last week we had an operation up here. There were 85 breath tests were conducted amongst some antisocial drivers, and only one returned a positive indication for alcohol, which was good.
Australia Day coming up, you have Operation Safe Return. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, mate. Again, so a traditional Australia Day operation. So the operation will run from the 22nd to the 26th, midnight, inclusive of Australia Day. And it is double demerit points, so people do need to be mindful. Don't drink and drive, the usual thing. Fatigued, pull over. If you're travelling somewhere, make sure you tell someone where you're going, and keep yourself well hydrated.
What are some of the things that you'll be targeting in regards to Operation Safe Return? Speeding, obviously, but mobile phone use and that sort of thing as well, I'd imagine?
Yes, absolutely. Mobile phones, and again, child restraints, again, we'll be having a good look at those, particularly up in the CBD areas. And speeds, as you say, with the highway traffic, holiday traffic, we want to keep that down, and also obviously with drugs and alcohol.
All right, so make sure you are aware of that. Australia Day, Operation Safe Return. There'll be plenty of highway patrol cars and unmarked cars, I'd imagine, in New South Wales, so take it easy on the roads. Sergeant Andy Bond from the New South Wales Highway Patrol, thank you so much for your time this morning, Bondy. Be safe, and we'll catch up in the next week or so.
Thanks, mate. Take care now.
Good on you, mate. Triple M.